to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
And we have our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, hello, and welcome to the fall.
And, you know, I probably don't have to tell you this, but we're in the middle of one of the worst times of the year for those suffering from allergic rhinitis or hay fever. It can make your life miserable with itchy eyes, congestion, and sneezing. And are there natural remedies? Yes. We have some products in the new Phytotech, Wilner Phytotech line, that I think you'll be very happy with. The first product I want to talk about, it's called Allergy Complex, and it's a liquid herbal supplement, and it contains eyebright leaf, fresh yerba santa leaf, turmeric root, fresh lobelia herb, and fresh ambrosia herb. The eyebright, nettle, and ambrosia are antihistamine in action, and the yerba santa helps to decongest. The turmeric is in the formula to treat liver deficiency.
Well, then why liver deficiency? Many herbalists feel that allergies, like hay fever, are a symptom of liver deficiency. By treating this underlying constitutional predisposition, the herbalists feel that you get a more complete and effective result.
Now, in fact, the best treatment is to also use the liver support product in the Phytotech line along with Allergy Complex. The ideal way to use Allergy Complex is, of course, to start 2 to 4 weeks before the allergy season actually begins. This will increase your resistance to pollens before it even starts, and you'll need a smaller dose during the rest of the allergy season. Now, it may be too late for this now, but that's something you should keep in mind for next year.
But it's not too late. You just need a higher dose. Take 60 drops of the Allergy Complex 3 or 4 times a day until symptoms begin to subside. Then you can gradually reduce the dosage. Now, what about temporary relief from congestion? You can't breathe because your nose is stopped up. You can't sleep at night. You know that. Decongestant nasal sprays are not really the answer. They can cause rebound congestion and damage the nasal mucosa. Well, we have a product for this as well, and it's called Sinus Decongest, and it's a product Don is really excited about.
That's right, Arnie. It's a fascinating product. Have you folks ever experienced the sinus clearing effect when you take too much wasabi mustard or too much horseradish? Some of you who may have had your gefilte fish the other night may have experienced this with the too much horseradish. Anyway, it just clears your entire head. Now, herbs like wasabi and horseradish actually work more on your nasal passages than they do on your tongue. And that's how the product Sinus Decongest works. It contains a blend of herbs like horseradish root or fresh horseradish root, a spilanthes herb, some echinacea root, some elderberry, peppermint oil, olive leaf, horehound herb, garlic, licorice root, a bunch of things like this that will have that effect on your sinuses. What you do is you take about 15 to 30 drops directly in your mouth if you're brave, or you can mix it in a little water. You can do this every few hours if necessary, but here's the key. to get the best results, you inhale deeply right after taking the herbal supplement because you want to get those fumes into your nasal area.
And as you guys could tell, this is an interesting product, and it can be used for a wide range of problems, by the way, from snoring, sinus headaches, colds and flu, to congestion while flying. So to summarize so far, this product, the one that clears congestion, is called Sinus Decongest. The systemic allergy relief product is called Allergy Complex, and you can also take liver support with it if you want the full systemic treatment. And all of these items are in the Wilner Phytotech Liquid Herbal line. And before we leave the topic of herbal supplements for allergic rhinitis, we have one more product in the Phytotech line that can be used. For those of you that have an interest in Chinese herbal medicine, we have a product called Sinus Allergy Blend Chinese Herbal Formula. This is a very effective formula for hay fever allergies and occasional sinus congestion. It's not something we developed. It's based on a traditional Chinese formula. For those of you who follow that approach, it's based on the classic Bian Pian and the Pei Win Kan Wan formulations, of course. That's the Phytotech Sinus Allergy Blend Chinese Herbal Formula. It's not recommended, however, for elderly people with weak hearts, as it may aggravate heart palpitations.
Well, then, of course, there's another herb that's been shown to be helpful in treating hay fever, and also even better known for treating migraine headache, and that is butterbur. Several studies have shown that a butterbur extract is as good or better than the standard antihistamine drugs. Wilner carries several brands of butterbur extract, including Source Naturals and Now Foods.
Okay, so we have a number of herbal supplements that are available to help you in alleviating your hay fever problems. For relief of congestion, we have the Phytotech Sinus Decongest Formula. For general systemic relief, you have the Phytotech Allergy Complex, either alone or with the Phytotech Liver Support. And if you want to try a formula based on traditional Chinese medicine, we also have the Phytotech Sinus Allergy Blend Chinese Herbal Formula.
Thank you, Don, by the way. And one other thing about butterbur, it's also available as a product which was designed more for migraine headaches. It's called Petidolox, and that one is available from enzymatic therapy.
Okay. So all the butterburs, though, have the been properly detoxified and all that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why do you say that?
Well, because see, one of the things that I learned about butterbur as I was studying it for migraine headache is that butterbur, not properly treated, has some toxic elements to it. But that this is eliminated in the migraine products, and I assume in the sinus products as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I think it's the part of the herb that they use, and you have to be careful from that standpoint. One other thing, Arnie, that we didn't make clear that I think we should in discussing these various products, the Allergy Complex product, of course, the key to all this, also comes comes in the regular alcohol tincture. It also comes in an alcohol-free version, and there's a child-friendly version as well. So you have three different choices in the Allergy Complex product.
Okay, and also, you know, we also should mention things like taking extra vitamin C, you know, taking some bioflavonoids, things like quercetin. You know, those can also be very effective in as adjuncts to the allergy formula in helping with the to try and get an antihistamine effect to try and reduce a lot of the itchy eyes and runny nose symptoms.
And of course, I guess everybody should be careful if they're sitting in front of the what is it? Not the attorney general, the medical, whatever. When you sneeze into your arm, not onto your hand. Okay,
is that like the surgeon general?
Yeah, surgeon. I knew it was something like that. Yes, some kind of general. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Enough of this, you guys. All right. We're going to start taking your calls shortly. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. And as you folks know, this show also gets broadcast, simulcast down to Atlanta, Georgia, WGKA down there, and the 800 number, 1-800-321-0710. can. It also works down there in Atlanta. So give us a call. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We shall return after these messages.
New Zealand black currant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand black currants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand black currants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formulas, your source of high-potency New Zealand black currant super formulas.
This is Arne Gitomer, and I want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Currently, we have the full lines of Source Natural and Planetary Herbals on sale at 35% off list. And at 30% off list, the full lines of Rainbow Light, American Health, Natrol, Health Plus, Camo Care, Sambucol, and there's even more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
Now, do you have our current product reference catalog? If you don't, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and subscribing online. The best thing, of course, is to stop by either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment. If you are looking for a high-quality, high-potency vegetarian digestive enzyme supplement, have I got a deal for you. Doctor's Best Digestive Enzyme Supplement is now on sale at half price. This vegetarian formula is a uniquely formulated, full-spectrum, high-potency digestive enzyme blend created to complement and support the body's own digestive capacities. Each capsule provides the body with enzymes designed to optimally aid the digestion of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates present in both cooked and raw food. The formula also supplies additional enzymes that break down vegetables, beans, grains, and the digestion of sugars. In addition, this complete pH-stable broad-spectrum formula contains friendly bacteria to uniquely complement the action of the digestive enzymes. Whatever your problem, if improved digestion can help, this is the product for you. And the good news is it's on sale. Doctor's Best, Best Digestive Enzymes, Vegetarian, 90 Veggie Cap size, is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at one half price. That's only $19.99 a bottle. Doctor's Best Digestive Enzymes. You'll feel better for it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arne, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arne Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here to take your phone calls. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, and let's talk to Joe, calling from Manhattan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question concerning supplements and weight. As you know, they have suggested dosages on the bottle. Let's say vitamin C. They'll say take one dose of vitamin C, which is 500 milligrams. Mm-hmm. But let's say if a person would wait, you know, take a factor in taking the supplement, like if you I'm about 220.
Probably not to any great extent.
No.
The dosages affect children so that perhaps if you had someone, what is a child? A child, you know, medically is anyone under 12 years old. Once you're over 12, all you mommies, on a dose basis, your child is now an adult. So he can, they, you know, once you pass 12 years old, you can begin taking adult dosages. Now, if somebody's somebody who's extra heavy, or you know, as an adult, or perhaps extra light, you may want to alter it a bit, but it's not significant because of the, you know, we're not dealing with toxic substances here. You know,
Joe, you see, I mean, you picked a good case in point, vitamin C. What is the range of dose on vitamin C, Arnie? Anywhere from, 60 milligrams,
sure,
up to a 10 grams.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it's all over
so,
the place.
You see, vitamins and to some degree minerals, too, the range of doses can vary over such a wide range that it's just not that critical. If you're a very heavy person and you want to, you could say, yeah, well, maybe for me the average or recommended dose could be a little bit more, but in most cases, you know, the guy, the 90-pound weakling down the block might be taking three times what you're taking because, you know, he feels that that's necessary for immune support or something. So it's just not that critical.
Great. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Joe. Thanks for that call. Okay. 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number. We have a couple of open lines for those of you who couldn't get through earlier. Okay, our next caller is Danny, calling from Queens.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have quite a bit of a problem. My iron is at 11, and it's supposed to be between a price range of 45 and 170. Presently, I'm taking iron pills two a day, one in the morning, one in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Could you recommend anything that might bring my iron up a little better and faster?
I think there's a question that comes before that, which is, why is your iron low?
Yes. Well, I've always been told I was anemic. And it used to be something where my mother came from near the Adriatic Sea, and they used to call that the Adriatic Syndrome. I don't know if you ever heard of it. And the idea is, I was told you should eat a steak, you know what I mean, and build up a little more protein and whatnot. But with my blood, actually I have, it's hard to believe, but I have 7 highs and 11 lows. So eventually I'll probably have to get to a blood specialist. But in trying to build up my iron, would you have any suggestions?
Yeah. Number one, make sure you take vitamin C every time you take the iron.
Oh, they work hand in hand.
Absolutely.
Now, when
vitamin C enhances the absorption of the iron.
Great. Now, what I want to know is, how high do you want me to go on the C?
500 milligrams whenever you take the iron.
500. So now, if I take 2 tablets a day...
You would take 500 with the first tablet and 500 with the second tablet.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, but once again, as Dr. Podell said, one of the concerns with iron, of course, is where's it going? Are you not absorbing it, or are you losing it because you have some internal bleeding or something?
So, no, I don't have any bleeding. I had a stroke about 6 years ago, but otherwise, as I said, looking at my totals, I have a total of 7 highs and 11 lows.
You're talking about on your blood test?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean 7 high watts?
Well, for instance, I got on my white blood cells, it's 17.3, and it's supposed to be between 3.8, no, it's 17.3 on the high, and it's supposed to be between 3.8 and 10.8.
Okay, so you need to see a blood specialist.
I see that much.
Generally, if men have low in iron, the most common reason is that there's some internal bleeding. But it could happen from malabsorption and perhaps even from a problem with the blood itself. But given that you're both low in iron, you're high in your white blood cell count, this is more complicated than the typical case. You need a hematologist.
Oh.
That's the specialist that handles blood. It's called a hematologist.
Yes, I know of one. So, in other words, that thing of having a steak to build up your protein or anything, because one woman said she's in the same boat as me.
Well, Danny, it's not, I think what we're trying to say to you is that you're focusing on the wrong part of the equation here. It's not so much, in your case, a question of how can you maybe get in a little bit more iron or how can you enhance the absorption of what you're now taking. Obviously, you're taking extra iron, it doesn't seem to be accomplishing anything. So you really need to focus on the underlying problem. I mean, taking a little bit of ascorbic acid with your iron will slightly enhance the absorption. If you avoid taking your iron supplements with tea and coffee, that'll also prevent the some blockage of the absorption. But still, I don't really think that's, you know, eating a steak, yeah, that's great. That there's iron in steak and so forth. But you're already taking extra iron and you're still very low. And you have other things in your blood tests that are all kind of wacky too. So there's something wrong and you need to find out what's wrong. I think that's much more important and much more pressing than trying to slightly enhance the availability of the extra iron. I think that's what we're trying to say.
Yeah. Okay, you make a lot of sense in what you're saying. So basically what you just told me is 500 milligrams on two times a day when I take my iron pills because they work hand in hand. Is that correct, sir?
That was what I said about the absorption. But don't lose sight of the bigger picture. As Don was saying, you know, there's something going on and you need to have it evaluated by someone who's a specialist, and that specialist is called a hematologist. All righty? Okay, Danny? Okay.
Okay.
All right, Danny. Thanks so much for that very, very interesting question. Okay, we need to pause for another break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. We'll return after these messages.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B Complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B Complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go for a check on the traffic.
And this traffic report is brought to you by WoodPellets.com. Don't get stung by rising oil prices in the fall. Order pellets online at WoodPellets.com. WoodPellets.com delivers right to your door. Free delivery over 6 tons at WoodPellets.com. Into the city at the George Washington Bridge, just about 10 minutes of the upper and lower decks. Inbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, that's at 30 minutes. Outbound, you're doing okay. Holland Tunnel, that's a 10-minute wait coming in from all the approaches. Outbound, less than 10. Moving well at the Tappan Zee Bridge, Rockland to Westchester. FDR Drive north between 34th and 72nd Street. Heavy traffic, earlier vehicle fire now being extinguished. All lanes are reopened. Southbound residual rubbernecking delays back into the 80s, and all lanes have been reopened. Garden State Parkway south, right for exit 141. That accident has now been cleared. Still slow on the local lanes on the Cheesequake rest area, out there to exit 120 due to the Rolling Thunder motorcycle ride for freedom. I'm Ion Levinson.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure 4 collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And well, excuse me, welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And let me give you folks our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you.
Hey, Arnie, before we take the next call, I just wanted to make one more comment about the previous caller, because I think he was making a mistake that, you know, we hear being made frequently when people call in with questions. And what I'm getting at is this, you know, when you get your blood chemistry results back, or when you look at the report, don't make the mistake of fixating on the test results. A test result that is outside of the normal range is not a disease. That's not the condition. All that is an indicator to your doctor that something needs to be looked at. Okay, being a few points above the acceptable range in itself is not a health problem. It's a possible a marker of an underlying problem that needs to be explored to see if it really is or it isn't. Okay, so don't think that it's like the PSA thing or something. It's not. That's not the disease. That's just a test. It's a preliminary test to give your doctor an overview of whether or not he needs to look further at certain areas. Dr. Podell, am I on?
Absolutely. I agree.
Okay.
Fully.
Yeah. Dr. Podell agrees, then it must be so.
There you go.
No comment.
Okay. All right. Let's say hello to Harvey from Morris Plains, New Jersey. Hi, Harvey.
Yes, doctor. Okay, I have a question pertaining parathyroid function. My PTH intake is 203.0H. My doctor tells me the parathyroid is eating up my calcium. My calcium is 8.3. It's been that for a long time. He tells me if I don't take something like Zempar, that my bones will start to get holes in them. I feel good. I'm 77 years old. I work out with weights. I play ball. I do everything. And I don't know. I just want to get an opinion.
Okay, so it's your parathyroid that right. The doctor says is you have a problem with.
Right, I have the printout here. If you want some additional information.
Now, what is your vitamin D level?
25.
That's kind of low side. What's your bone density?
Well, that I don't know, but according to what I have in front of me, it says hypothyroidism. It says it's low. Primary hypothyroidism is high.
No, okay, Harvey. Here's the point. There's a number of, you're talking about. We're talking about your bones. Now, which things seem to affect your bones? The parathyroid hormone, of course, has an effect on the calcium. But what Dr. Podell was mentioning was the vitamin D level. Now, your level of 25 is on the low side.
Be at least 30, right?
No, at least 30. But somebody who has a calcium problem, you want to be closer to 50. Okay, so you need to address that. All right, so
By taking more calcium, should that do it?
I think this isn't something that we can answer for you. We can talk about in general. For instance, one of the most common reasons why the parathyroid hormone is high is if people don't have enough vitamin D, then the body is taking calcium out of the bone in order to make sure the blood calcium doesn't go down too low. In that case, the treatment is vitamin D. But we can't say what's going on in your case as an individual. Because we really haven't fully evaluated you.
Should also add that my creatinine is 4.39.
Ah, okay. That makes a big difference. So, in other words, the primary problem here is kidney.
Right.
Okay. Are you under the care of a kidney specialist?
Yes, I am.
Okay. They know how to handle this. And I think, if you want to get a second opinion, I would go to a kidney specialist rather than a bone specialist, because the whole business with the parathyroid and all that is very much involved with the kidney disease.
Hmm.
Okay, and
well,
so
I am seeing the kidney doctor.
Okay, ask the kidney doctor what you should be doing, because the kidney problem is the primary problem. The other part is all secondary, so you have to be guided by the kidney doctor.
Well, he's recommending taking Zempar, which has a lot of side effects.
Well, then
it's something that gives you like one mcg of vitamin D.
Well, like I said, it's you need to You have an ongoing kidney problem, and that's the guy you need.
Yeah,
to
you
guide
can get you. A second opinion from another kidney doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we can't really comment more directly because we don't have the intimate details of your case.
You see, all we can do is tell you what the average person will benefit from in terms of strengthening bone with supplements. So we can emphasize to everybody that taking excess calcium, excess magnesium, the trace minerals, plenty of vitamin D, more now than we used to think was necessary, special things like strontium and boron and ipriflavone from soy and all, you know, all these things in general can usually help maintain and build up strong bones. But what we're trying to say, in your case, you have some other things going on that actually take precedence over these normal things, and that's what you've got to look at. It's a difficult problem, and your doctor will handle it with kidney gloves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was waiting to get that one in.
Yeah, I had to find a way for that.
That's right. All right, Harvey, thanks so much for calling. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All righty. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call and ask us questions about vitamins and supplements and herbs.
Yeah, you know, speaking though of bone health, I there have been a few recent studies and things published that are kind of reemphasizing the importance of building up strong bone status in your early years, and of course all the things I just mentioned, the calcium, the magnesium, the vitamin D, all these things, we don't pay attention to these things when we're young and strong and you know, don't have to worry about it, but we should be. And if you have children or teenagers or young adults, you really should pester them and keep on telling them to make sure that they're taking their vitamins, their calcium, magnesium, and D now, so that they will not have as big a problem later on when they get older.
That's a good point. And there's another thing I came across also. You know, there is a controversy building now about whether or not osteopenia, which is, you know, a sort of start of the bone weakening, you know, that comes before osteoporosis, you know, whether or not that should be treated. You know, right away when doctors found a little bit of a loss, they would start prescribing the Fosamax and that group of drugs. And now the thinking is switching over that they're really finding that doesn't make a difference. You know, the Fosamax was really, and those bisphosphonate drugs were really intended for osteoporosis, and they really don't have effect on the osteopenia. You know, so you're absolutely correct. The way to deal with that is to build up the bones beforehand, and if it's it got to be a little too late for you, by all means start with the calcium and the magnesium and the extra vitamin D and the vitamin K2 and all of those good things and the strontium, and you'll you'll be able to hopefully.
Well, of course, you're touching on another problem. You know, I have to wonder how many instances of drugs like the Fosamax not really working as well as they may have expected might be due to the fact that so many doctors don't emphasize at the same time the importance of taking the extra calcium, magnesium, and D and trace minerals when they prescribe the Fosamax. I mean, how many people think that all they've got to do is to take that Fosamax once a week or whatever and sit back and watch their bones get strong, and they, yeah, and, you know, or to take a Tums or something, you know, just take a calcium, you know, and that's, of course, I think a major, major problem as well.
You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Okay, let's talk to Arthur from Queens. Hi, Arthur.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
good. Can I speak to Dr. Podell, please?
No, you speak to all of us.
He's not here.
Okay, listen, doctor, maybe you could. I'm confused about something. I take, in addition to taking a multivitamin and a fish oil caplet, I've been taking a diabetes medication known as metformin, and I also take a high blood pressure one called Diovan. The metformin one says, with the little printout that you get when you have your prescription filled, says take with food. I'm not sure about something. I have an idea about this, and I'd like you to tell me if I'm right or not. The idea of when you eat, the body's metabolism gets kicked into gear, and if you then take medication with it, it's going to get digested and processed faster than would otherwise be the case. Is that correct?
I don't quite understand when you say gets kicked into gear.
Well, the metabolism, the body, if you're sleepy, you sleep all night, the metabolism, I imagine, is, along with everything else, is fairly slow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you wake up in the morning and you have something to eat, among other things, won't the body's metabolism be kicked into gear because of food?
Yes. But you're talking about metabolizing the drug or metabolizing food?
Well, isn't the digestive process the same, whether it is food or a drug?
No, not at all. The drugs are designed to not need a whole lot of metabolism. They just get absorbed by and large. Some of them do need metabolism, but most of them don't.
Okay, so you're saying that if for instance, I don't feel a lot like eating in the morning, if I do not have any food, but I do take the medication, it should still get processed fine?
Oh, it will. Now, the question is, if you're diabetic, the metformin doesn't have a big problem with causing low blood sugar, but basically, if you're diabetic and you take diabetes medicines and then don't eat, your blood sugar may drop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, that's an issue. But let's say if you eat and then an hour later, if you don't eat, you take your metformin, an hour later you have your food, that's fine. But any diabetes medicines, if they drop the blood sugar, require that you be eating a certain amount so it doesn't drop too far.
Okay, and also when we talk about eating, it doesn't have to be a full course meal. It could just be a few crackers or something, right?
Well, from a point of view of absorption and all, right. A lot of times when they say you want to eat, it's just to keep things from upsetting your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But from the point of view of your blood sugar, really depends what your blood sugar is. If your blood sugar with the medicine usually gets down to, say, 120, but then you don't eat, and then maybe it gets down to 50, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of titrating your blood sugar. It has to do with how much you eat.
Okay, but there does not have to be an immediate connection between eating and taking the medication. As you said, you can take the medication and then maybe an hour or so later have something to eat.
Yeah, as long as the blood sugar doesn't drop too far.
No, it depends on the medicine.
Well, right.
It depends on the medicine.
We're talking about the metformin,
If you're talking about metformin, you heed Dr. Podell's advice. If it's a different medication that you're supposed to take with food, it means with food.
Right, and others you can't take with food, like the Fosamax kind of things.
Yeah.
You're supposed to not take it with food.
All right, but as far as the metformin, it's okay to take the medication and then eat later on.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as the blood sugar does not drop too much.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for that call, Arthur.
Right.
All right. It's time for another short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR and down in Atlanta on WGKA. All right. Now, phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And right now, we're going to pause for an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplement.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that the essential omega-3 fats from fish oil are just as important for dogs and cats as they are for humans? There are literally thousands of published studies that demonstrate the many health benefits of omega-3 fats for humans. Healthcare policymakers worldwide, including the American Heart Association and the American Psychiatric Association, recommend omega-3 fats from fish oil to support health and prevent chronic disease in humans. Well, it turns out that dogs and cats need quality omega-3 fats too. Omega-3 fatty acids play a major role in the healthy maintenance of your pet's skin and coat. In addition, omega-3 fatty acids support the healthy joints, heart, eyes, brain development, and weight management. Recent research shows that dogs and cats metabolize omega-3 fats into anti-inflammatory and immune-modulating compounds similar to humans. Fish oil is the best source of omega-3 fats, and it is easily added to pet food. Cats and dogs love it. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee, exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course. All righty, and now let's talk to Pauline, calling from the Bronx.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I just want to find out from you, after major surgery, a histo, what supplements would you suggest to help with the healing?
Okay, there's a bunch of general things that we could talk about. The first thing would be make sure you're taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral product.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that we like. It's called Wilvite. We put it out ourselves, but there are many products by other companies as well. All of our suppliers and advertisers have excellent products as well. Just make sure you take one that is not a one-a-day type product, that you take it three or four times a day, or three or four tablets a day.
Mm-hmm.
Extra zinc is important,
yeah,
in healing. Extra vitamin C is important in healing.
Yeah.
Don, anything else you want to add?
Well, yeah, you can. You want to make sure that you're getting plenty of protein, especially the branched chain amino acids, and I think glutamine is usually recommended, maybe
yep.
Arginine, because these are involved in healing, assuming that everything is working okay. You can find research showing each individual B complex vitamin, for example, is helpful. So, you know, we advertise that the Country Life consummated B complex. I would take some extra B complex, and that's a perfect product to take. You mentioned zinc, right,
yeah.
Arnie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
those are the, you know, if you have inflammation and swelling, as long as you're not on anticoagulant medication, you might want to take things like fish oil supplements to help reduce the inflammation, vitamin E, you know, that's all. Just common sense, good nutrition.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Pauline, thanks for calling.
Bye.
And next we have John calling from White Plains.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I would like to find out, with regard to erectile dysfunction, I've tried all of the classic drugs, Levitra, Viagra, and Cialis, and I'd like to know if there's any other product besides a classic drug to treat this issue that I can take on an ongoing basis that does not have to inhibit the spontaneity of the situation.
There are a number of over-the-counter products. One product I like is by a company called Enzymatic Therapy, and it's called Hot Plants.
Okay.
Okay, it contains things like maca and yohimbe, and it has some rhodiola, an interesting herb called horny goatweed, which is also sold as a separate product as well. It has some Panax ginseng, and it has another herb which isn't too familiar, and it's called Tangkat Ali. Okay, that combination would be taken 2 capsules a day, usually one twice a day, and it's about as good a combination as I've seen.
I see. So that's taken on an ongoing basis.
Yes, that's taken on an ongoing basis.
And that should have...
I'm sorry. There are some other things that you, if you haven't looked at, you might want to. One is the herb yohimbe. Again, it's a little bit drug-like, but you've already gone through a bunch of drugs, so I compared with those, I don't know if this will be any worse, but, yohimbe might be helpful, especially if the problem is due to various vascular-related problems. If stress is a component of the problem, kava-kava can be helpful. We have yohimbe in our Phytotech liquid herbal line, as well as kava-containing products.
I've heard of a drug called DHT. Is that useful? Not a drug, but a supplement.
DHT stands for dihydrotestosterone, usually. And that's the thing that causes the prostate to swell. All right, so I don't know that they may have a product called DHT, but usually the natural products that help DHT are saw palmetto, the things that, you know. So I don't know that I'm not familiar with that one per se, but any of the ingredients that are in the hot plants, as Don mentioned, the yohimbe, you know, can be taken separately, or they can be taken as part of the combination with hot plants, and then you can, add perhaps a little more of one, or a little, you know, add something else, you know, make your own little concoction. Okay? All right, thanks for that call. Okay, well, you hear that nice music. That means that we're coming up on another short break. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we'll be back to you.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Okay. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we'll be getting back to you after the top of the hour break. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, your Wilner Chemist Nutritional Supplement Professionals. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. This is a two-hour show, folks, so we will be back at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.